Hello, our topic is the obligation of Bnei Baruch towards humanity in the last generation. We will continue from excerpt number 9. You can find them on the website. And selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Excerpt number 9 is from Degel Machane Ephraim. Bishlach. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, the divinity, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations, and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah. I'll read it again. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and all creations, and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
In other words, a person who really wants to serve the Creator, to carry out the thought of creation, has to see in front of him who can be with him along the way. With them, he is in the group. Who could be in the second outer circle? Those are the people he teaches, who he can bring closer. To them he advertises. He disseminates. Who could somehow belong to it nonetheless? For them, he also builds some systems that will gradually bring them closer from afar. In this way, he builds as many circles around himself as he can, around his ten, around his organization, and more, until he sees that he did what he could. Of course, there's no end to it, but he tries to do this. Of course, it's not about any activity. It is about activities that are aimed toward the purpose of creation, according to the circle he is in, according to the people in that circle, etc. That's clear, right? I don't see any questions here. Everyone understands that here we just need to work. Here we need to work. Yes, please.
Excerpt number 10, Baal HaSulam in anyone who is sorry for the public. A servant of the Creator who is not sorry for the public, but feels only his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also not greater. As a result, he will not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of the comfort of the public, since he did not prepare a kli to receive his collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. Conversely, one who is sorry for the public and feels the troubles of the public as his own trouble is rewarded with seeing the Shekhinah, the complete revelation of the Shekhinah, meaning the comfort of the whole of Israel, because his lack is collective lack. is a collective lack, the abundance of Kedusha is also collective.
Still no questions. We'll continue.
11. Ba'ala Sulam, one commandment. I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain Lishma is to resolve not only to work for oneself apart from the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. Again, 11, I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain Lishma is to resolve not only to work for oneself, apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
In other words, of course, a person needs to provide himself with the necessity, the staples. But once he has provided himself the necessities, with all of his remaining strength, he has to work for the sake of others and do it from the bottom of his heart, just as he did it for himself to obtain the necessity. This is the first law of man's behavior in the last generation. And this is what we will now have to come to, whether we like it or not, either in a good way or a bad way. But we'll have to come to this kind of life. So we should explain it in a soft way, nicely, to everyone in our dissemination, that this is what nature is doing. We have been living according to our egoistic will to desire. Now we will have no choice. We will be forced through possibly very harsh operations on nature on us, or through our intellect, by also wanting to be like that, because the wise sees the future. So we will change toward bestowal upon others. So we will take for ourselves from the world only what is necessary for our existence. And necessary doesn't mean we'll have to live on the street and wear some rags. Something normal, respectable life. So out of that, we will be able to work and act for the sake of humanity with all of our strength. That's it. Now, let's see what the friends want from us. Let's begin with Africa.
Rav, in this process of executing this one mitzvah, where's the creator here? Where's the creator in this equation? And how important is it to mention it to the ordinary person where the creator fits into this?
The Creator exists and operates ceaselessly. It doesn't depend on us how much we do or don't do. It's a fixed, constant law. The Creator is a constant law. Very simple. You can't get any changes from him. If you want to have any changes, you have to change. The Creator doesn't change. That's why we say that. When we say that today he does something good, tomorrow something not good, and maybe less good or whatever, it's how we feel. But from the Creator, there are no differences. It is only the light of Ein Sof that appears toward us. It appears to us, and it depends on how we work and accordingly receive and are filled by the light of Ein Sof. So although we say that there are apparent changes in the changes are only in us. Okay?
Peter.
All right. Peter 2.
Ну, морда где ты?
Да, да, Раф. А вот униженный – это тот, кто стремится к отдаче и не имеет возможности отдавать? Или это какая-то другая категория?
Униженный?
Those who are oppressed are the ones that want to work for the Creator and don't have an ability?
No, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oppressed. In 11, in the rest of the time, he will work for the public.
Yeah. Well, those who don't understand, don't feel that it's their obligation to behave this way too. Yeah.
Tov, Latin 7.
Okay, Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Puedo preguntar de el párrafo anterior?
Can I ask about the previous excerpt?
No. Later, not now. PT 31.
Aktivat post, ze pula leman azulat.
Writing a post is an action for the others.
What?
If I write a post, I disseminate. That's called an action for the others.
Yes.
Im ani oseh et ze bli kavana.
And if I do it without the intention, without the concern, I just do it mechanically, I pass your Twitter onward.
My Twitter?
Yeah, mechanically.
What, you translate it into German or what?
I do a mechanical action. I take one of your posts and pass it on.
It's also an act.
Yeah, but is it an action for the others?
Yes, it is for others. By this you nonetheless disseminate. Any dissemination is for the sake of others. Even if you don't quite aim for it, this is how it works.
No.
We said that everyone has something special. If I pass your Twitter onward, and a different friend does the exact same action, so each one does a different action?
Each one does a different action because his soul is different from others. So even if they do the same activity, the essence of the action is different.
PT 34. От самого внешнего к самому внутреннему. Вопрос. Может ли быть одинаковое питание?
You've explained the circles in a clear way, from the external to the internal.
Его же для самого внешнего круга.
Can we give the same materials to the internal circles and the exterior circles? Question from experience. Let's say the Facebook in Russian. You have about 30 to 50 million that watch your clips. Completely external people who've touched the wisdom of Kabbalah once or twice through your content. Let's say now we started translating Zohar into Russian, the evening lessons. Is that right for people who just knew you for the first time?
It might not be suitable, but with the Zohar you need to explain each time that we're reading it as a kind of a remedy, a skula. In other words, if you don't understand, and even if you didn't have translation into Russian, let's, for the sake of argument, let's say it went there. We have to explain it's a special book, and we have to explain how special it is, that it has all the spiritual force that appeared in this way in the corporeal world. Yeah, it's a zgula, it's a remedy. A person who listens wants to somehow change by this, that it will influence him in some way. He gets from it that powers to change him, Sgula means it works even though I don't understand how it works. I don't feel the cause and consequence, the connection between things, but the act itself is done through the upper one.
But if it was never explained,
this is your problem. It's your problem. But in principle, the Book of Zohar, it's permitted to listen to it, and we will have to explain to them how to accept it as a skula. Let's say some woman sits somewhere who's concerned with her kids or grandkids, and she listens to the Zohar. She should listen to the Zohar, and it will help.
PT 24.
Feeling the sorrow of the public means to feel the suffering like what media shows us, or to feel the sorrow that they're not feeling divinity now, that I see them, that they're not in divinity.
Well, ideally we should regret not feel that he is not feeling godliness, because if he felt godliness, then all the corporeal affliction would pass as well.
So what do we do when we see the corporeal sorrow, not to relate to that?
We need corrections as well. Otherwise, we would see the world as a clothing of the Holy Shekhinah, divinity. PT 6.
Rav,
this excerpt, after the studying, to work, to disseminate, it's something the 10 has to help reach that daily schedule, right? Because I can't reach it alone.
What do you mean you can't? You're not succeeding.
I don't
know what you mean by that. Are you in Australia or Israel?
I'm in Australia.
Well, so, I don't know. Maybe it's the time zone differences. Maybe it's a physical detachment. I don't know. I hear, I'm not so much in physical contact with the tents, but from what I hear, as much as I am in virtual connection, I'm very happy with how they work. We truly have a good future if we keep going this way and give a little more, make a little more effort, then we are making progress. We are. There will be disturbances for sure, and external problems in the world, but we're making progress. I don't know what to tell you. I don't see Australia as even belonging to the correction of the world. It's just too, I don't know how to put it. It's all just down under.
I just want to say, no, the friends in the ten are doing way beyond the...
You're connected to Asia, right?
Also, I just wanted to ask, in the daily schedule, to reach a state, as he writes, that your whole life will only be to help the oppressed. It seems like it's work for retired people. Where do you find time for all this?
I don't know. Don't ask me. You read Hebrew, read what Baal HaSulam writes. That's it. Period. Ask the friends to recommend how you can find a few more hours a day. Peter 2, what does he want?
Смотрите, а вот мы сейчас проводим конгресс. А почему бы нам его так не провести, чтобы любой человек...
We're now preparing a congress. Why not to have a congress that we invite any person and maybe he'll be impressed and like the idea of unity? What, we're not ready for it?
We're ready for this. We should do it. And you should do it too. From this moment on, we will demand of you, we will ask of you each day what you did for it. That's it. Start organizing it. Make it dissemination for the whole world. Yeah? No kidding. Because we are in a situation is dangerous. It's dangerous, I'm telling you. You don't know, but each day you might feel that you have nothing to eat or other such things. All of a sudden, the temperature might be 50 or 60 degrees centigrade. Floods, endless rains, floods. It all depends on our behavior. Either nature becomes balanced or it goes completely out of control.
Toronto 2. And she lot.
No questions. Okay.
As Oren Ala.
So Oren, keep going.
Number 12 from Likutei Halachot. There is a medium between all the worlds and the Creator, and it is the Israeli soul, which is very high at its root and is truly a godly part. It is the medium that connects all the worlds with the Creator, and through it, the abundance and vitality and existence are drawn to all the worlds. For this reason, everything depends on Israel.
This is why each one should understand that there is a part of godliness in him. And what does he do with this part? To what extent does he degrade it? He puts it in the trash, in feces, in what? Each and every one should think and see that he raises, cleans, and respects that part of the Creator that is in him. It exists in each and every one. So, all we need to do is respect that part of the Creator that we have in each of us compared to the rest of this stinking pile that is the will to receive. Kazakhstan, you wanted to ask something? Kazakhstan?
Raf, это было по предыдущему отрезку.
Ну, давай.
Тогда можно
сказать,
я извиняюсь, вот в контексте вот именно отрывка, который был предыдущий, о мере необходимости и...
About the previous excerpt, according to the necessity...
Какой сыр купить? Он говорит, купите самый дорогой сыр. Можно в контексте вот 11-го отрывка
его... When Rabash would say, buy the most expensive cheese.
Спасибо.
How can you explain this?
I am using it as an example. We need to understand that neither praised nor condemned should be according to the individual. It should go according to the individual. In other words, a person needn't sit on the floor, live in the yard like a dog, etc. No. He should build for himself a proper life. If he doesn't organize for himself a proper life, he will also not know how to organize it for others. Just like he does for himself, neither praised nor condemned, so he should do for others, to try to do for others. This is what is written. And this is what I meant when I talked about the cheese. And if you don't know what to buy, buy a good one. Good one. That's it. And then you will see that others have the same as well. Not too much, but in a regular store, you just don't buy what costs $2. You buy what costs $2.50, for example. That's it. No big deal about it. It just means that a person needn't kind of lower himself. Some people do the opposite. They walk around wearing rags. They don't take care of themselves. They don't cut their hair just to show everyone that they don't care about themselves. This is not righteousness. It's a kind of special religion. When a person doesn't take care of himself, it's a kind of religion, it's a kind of philosophy. But he shouldn't think that it brings him any point of success, any merit in the next world, in spirituality. On the contrary, people who want to show themselves off to others, they only put everything on externality. We do everything for the correction of the point in the heart, with the heart, with the will to receive. Nothing else. Anything external, we don't relate to it. We don't relate to it. Oren.
Number 13 from the Avot, item 20. The end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work, as it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto him. But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles to the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, for were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations, as mentioned in item 12. So it is upon the Israeli nation through Torah and Mitzvot to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is Dvikut with him.
No
questions about this too? Let's continue. I don't know what to add here. It's so obvious. The end of correction is for everyone to achieve Dvikut with them, between them and with the Creator, completely. This is according to the kelim, the vessels. According to the filling in the kelim, I have nothing to say. It's Ein Sof, infinity. It doesn't mean anything to us. We still can't talk about filling. Baltia.
Baltia.
Балтия.
Да, сегодня у многих тормозит интернет. Товарищ спрашивает, много ваших
нуждаются.
Некоторые из них вызывают у внешних читателей.
A friend is asking, a lot of your Twitters spark conversations between us, between others, because people think it's socialism. Should we explain in the comments what you've meant?
If you know how to interpret, then by all means, add. I write. Whatever people understand, they do. And what they don't, they don't. That's the way it is. What can I do? You could ask me, and I would answer it on Twitter, too. And another tweet, maybe even not on Twitter. Is there anything besides Twitter where you can write short articles? I don't know where else there is. What's popular these days? A popular site, network. They set up an account for me, and I do it. I don't know about these things. In short, direct me and I will participate. We should keep going. But we shouldn't dance according to the public. The public will change much more quickly. You will see what happens. What changes will happen now in the world. How it will influence everyone. They will begin to acquire a new intellect. Really, a new intellect. All of a sudden, they will discover such connections will appear in their minds that will that they'll begin to understand it. And previously, they couldn't because things were not connected. Now it will connect, and they'll understand. All right, Oren, maybe one more.
14. Bala Sulam V'Avot. Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I am telling you here, to be my sgula among all the people, this means that you will be my sgula, the sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you unto all peoples and the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this at any rate. I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for the nations. For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. By now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people.
In other words, this is why from Babylon, where there was the whole world, all of humanity, all kinds that were, out of all of them, one group came out. It felt that it belonged to attaining the Creator. And to this day, it does these things as much as it does. But what should it have done? It should have passed on to the whole world, to all the people in the world, this message of the correction. And this is what it did. And today, all the Babylonians who have also come out from there and have developed from there since then. So in the end, everyone will accept the method of correction, and in this way, we will advance together toward the revelation of the Creator and connection among us. What do we have? Only Tel Aviv 2?
Rav, נניח שבאופן תיאורטי,
Rav, let's say in theory we'd have a convention or let's say a protest out in the Kikar Rabin, the main square in Tel Aviv. Would that pull more people in?
No, no way. First of all, this style is not for us. If you're talking about doing connection circles and discussions, warm discussions, that's a different story. But demonstrations, or the way it's done today, no, nowhere.
Yeah, let's say like a convention, a congress, to show our connection towards the outside.
They won't understand. Today, they won't understand. They've made the connection of the people so dirty. The people going out to the streets, you can see already that these are just attacks. It is a fixed game, etc. So, we're moving to info. What's happening there?
Yeah, we'll start our announcement today with Arseni from Moscow about the virtual congress. Arseni? Yes, our virtual congress is coming closer. and many tents started preparing intensively. We want to show examples of a few tents who took upon themselves responsibility and put some goals in the preparation for them. Toronto, until the weekend, they put a purpose that all friends will participate in all lessons, meetings, and participate and dissemination. 10-3 from Peter throughout the day are putting all kinds of exercises together according to Rabash articles. At the end of the day, the Shatz writes a daily summary. 10 number 4 from Petach Tikva at 2:30 are connecting for preparation in the morning lesson. And in the weekend, they want to reach an inner prayer to reach a state that all the friends are sitting with the cameras on in other lessons. PT8 in two friends that are difficult for them to wake up for the morning lesson will start waking up. Friends from Zichon started reading articles in the preparation to the morning lesson, and all the friends took jobs in dissemination. 10:13 of Petach Tikva will gather for the preparation at 2:15. And at 5 p.m., they will be in a Zoom with other tents. Be'er Sheva. They've decided to check if they're ready for the Congress by the whole world demanding the method of correction from us. That is the high level of preparations the friends put for themselves, and we're going with their examples. We remember the Elvu team that you can connect to, where the friends will share. So, good day. So, today at 10 a.m., we're starting with Norma and Rav, 10:45 to 11:30, Ron and Avigdor about the financial show, an evening lesson from 6 to 7. With Rav, we are happy to let you know that this will be on Facebook too in Hebrew. That's joining a few languages, Italian, German, Spanish, Turkish, English, and Spanish are adding meaning. The Zohar lesson is going to be on Facebook. You can also view from there. It helps our dissemination. And we'll go to Anigun.
Lie, 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 lie